You know, I've been talking for recent days about getting a couple of dogs. Not one dog, but two, because I think they'll keep each other company when I'm not there. And the whole conversation about, look, if you are out at work all day, is it cruel to leave a dog or dogs alone and the responsibilities around them? And something came up that I didn't even know happened. And for all of you that are pet owners, you will, of course, know. And that's the crating of animals, the crating of dogs. What is this? It's where you basically hold them in a very small crate, so small that the theory is that they can move, they can turn around, but just about turn around. And it is their bed. And the theory goes that if you keep it small enough, they will not diddly-doo-doo on their own bed. So therefore, they will hold it in. They won't go to the toilet until they're allowed out of the crate. And some people keep their dogs in these crates overnight for 7 or 8 hours. Some people also then, after they've let the dogs out in the morning to go for a wee-wee, whatever it is, when those same people then go to work, they put the dogs back in the crate. And when I was looking at this as a kind of, you know, first-time looker at getting an animal, I thought, how's that not cruel? Is that not like putting a dog in jail, for goodness sake, in a little cage? And there have been quite a few people saying to me, no, they see it as a place of comfort. They see it as a place of security. 03030. I'm going to have to get this written down now. 03030 80 55 55 is the number to call this morning. Now, John Kermode from the Animal Rights Action Network with us today. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Morning. Stephen. And Michael McCartney back with us from Glencraig Canine Training. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So, you don't have a problem with these crates, Michael, right?
No, I have no problem. It's like anything, any sort of equipment. It can be abused, and it can be used properly. Some people could abuse it, but used the right way, they're a fantastic piece of equipment.
So how is it not cruel to confine an animal to that short space?
Well, dogs especially. Dogs are, technically speaking, lazy critters. They can lap out most of the day, so they can. If you were to give them a complete size of a football pitch and fenced it all in and put some sort of CCTV camera and kept an eye on the dog all day long, this is a contented dog. Like, so it is, the dog will lie, probably pick a corner, lie there most of the day. Truthfully, could probably lie as much as 17 out of 24. Not all in one go, pick it up, do a pee, lie there, contented. So it doesn't really need all that room. Likewise, if I went in the same football pitch and I run them down all day long, that same dog would probably follow me. So it could also run 20 out of 24. But as soon as I would stop running, it would say, oh, thank goodness for that, and go and lie down again. Because that's what they want. And as long as you exercise your dogs properly, good, they want to just lie there contented, so they do.
John?
No, Michael, in all due respect, you can't come on the radio this morning and literally tell tens of thousands of people across Northern Ireland right now that caging their dog as a convenience for them is a good thing. And I understand that you obviously make a living off of, you know, training animals and stuff. But I can tell you here and now that crating dogs is not at all humane. And it's not in the dog's best interest because, let's face it, we call them, you know, we call dogs man's best friend. But no matter what you say, Michael, and no matter what pet shops say, for instance, creating dogs isn't right. It isn't natural for these animals because they're naturally social animals where they like to move around. They like to play with toys. They like to stretch. They like to relax. They love looking out the window. And considering that these dogs at home, when their guardians are gone out to work, that's really all they have to do is look out the window. God love those poor creatures. And if they don't have another companion animal to play with,
you're trying to say, John, that nobody who goes out to work should own a dog?
It can cause problems for those poor animals, Stephen. And of course, you know, people who are going out to work and are at work right now listening to your show, I mean, they would be horrified for me to even come on, for me to say that they shouldn't have dogs, of course. But we have to be responsible guardians here, and we have to, you know, put the needs of these animals, I think, in many ways first.
Michael?
We can't stuff them
in
the corner and come out and say that they're going to be happy, that they'll be able to hold in their toilets, because that doesn't happen.
Hold on, John. Michael.
Right. As I said, I'm not advocating you would lock a dog in a cage all day long. Of course, it wants a player coach to get exercise. But what I'm saying is, if a dog is laying at your feet, all comfy, and you get up to go to the toilet, and that dog gets up and follows you, and comes back, and you come back and sit down again, he lies down again, and you go up to make a cup of tea, and he gets up and he follows you again, and then you sit down, he lies down at your feet again, and you get up to get the remote control, and he gets up and lies down, you cannot tell me that that's not cruel. Because that dog doesn't want you to move, it would like you to stay still, because he wants to stay still. He's curled up there, he's comfy, and it's cruel that every time you move, he moves. If he's trained properly in the crate, and I use crates as I'm training the dog, but past a year old, I don't need to be using them because my dog wants to lie there contented, they will lie there. But likewise, the crate, when they're used, the crate in the home, it means it's fabulous when you're on the ferry. So if it's in your car, it's in a crate, it's safe. If you're driving, it's safe. The dogs that are not getting knocked about all around the car, if you slam the brakes on or something, they do look at it as a sanctuary. And I can assure you, see come September, October, November time, and all these ages are fireworks off left, right, and centre, all the crate-trained dogs go away in their crate, curl up, because it's a safe haven for them. The other ones that have been given so much freedom are traumatised. They pull the curtains down, they rip the carpet, they chew the skirting board, they scrape the door, they howl the place down, so they do, because they're not contented. So it's not a prison, it's a sanctuary. 100% sanctuary. I'll tell you better than that. I've got five dogs, and see, every time I get a new pup, and I bring a pup in, and I reintroduce the crate, do you see all my older dogs? They all do their best to try and crawl back into that crate, because they see it as a...
What do you say to that, John? 30 seconds.
Oh, there's a lot that I need to say to this, Steve, and I suppose I think Michael needs to go back and read Dogs 101 or something like that, because these are sentient living beings. They're not toys, they're not automatic cars or that we can control them with. You know, even studies have shown that...
Tell you what, why don't you two stay there? We'll bring this over the news. We've got to go to the news now, and we'll come back straight after the news to both of you. And calls today, 030 30 80 55 55. We're currently in the middle of a discussion about crating dogs. When you put dogs in very small confined cages, Michael McCartney is an animal expert. He trains a lot of dogs as part of his business. John Kermode is from the Animal Rights Action Network. Michael says there's nothing wrong. It's all about how you do it and the context within you do it and the degree with which you create a dog. And John's fundamentally against it. We'll let you two both come in a second. As suspected, there are quite a few people who want to talk about this. 030 30 80 55 55. Vinty in Belfast. Morning, Vinty.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead.
The only thing that should be put in a crate is milk containers. Anybody who wants to put... Let them people who own the dogs and put them in crates get put in a crate themselves. It's nothing but cruel. Nothing but cruel at all. And
why is it cruel?
Because they're in a confined space, Stephen, and they can't move. Listen, I was talking yesterday. I have two dogs. They're kept in the house, and I know that our dogs in the middle of the night are up, and they're not in the one space. They move to two or three different spaces to get themselves comfortable. How can you get comfortable laying in something like that?
Michael?
It's cruel. It's cruel.
Let's let Michael speak to you.
What can I say? You can't please everybody. All I know is my dogs and all the ones that I have.
Everybody please the dogs.
Let them speak.
They are 100%. I have five dogs. They're not locked up in crates. I use the crate to teach them in the first place. They lie down comfortable, so they do. That's what they want to do. They don't want to be walking about. This is not a crate where they can't move. It's big enough for them to turn around and curl up in. That's what dogs do. So they do.
Yeah, they do, but they need room to do that there. I know, would you like to lie in a confined space yourself all night?
I do, it's called a bed.
Yeah, I know, but you have room in the room.
It's called a bed, so it is.
Yeah, it is, and listen, don't try and be funny here. You have room.
Well, hold on, now there's no need for this to escalate into you both biting at each other.
He's being rude,
Well, he states, look.
It's called a bed.
Look, Michael McCartney is from Glencraig Canine Training. I've been up with Michael because it was part of, and just declaration here, my company made a television programme made in Northern Ireland. Michael was one of the features in it, okay? And Vinty, that doesn't matter. I can share this. But I can tell you this, Vinty, I was up with Michael in his facility and he had dogs. You know, it was incredible to see the level of training that one of Michael's dogs had in that they were doing everything that he wanted them to do just at a basic command. All I'm trying to say is he has a degree of experience with dogs.
I'm not disputing the fact. I know for a fact the guy is a dog lover. He's a dog lover like me. But putting the dogs in a crate like that in a confined space, they can just about turn. I don't think it would work.
Michael, why do they work in your view? Why do crates work in your view, Michael?
Works in my view because if you put a dog even in, which is a slightly bigger crate, a utility room, for instance, I know people put the baby gate on the utility room, that's slightly bigger again. That's a progression from the ordinary crate to utility room to the whole kitchen. If you leave a dog and he gets traumatised, chances are he's going to, skirting boards are going to be taken apart, he could pull up the flooring, he could do whatever. What that then happens, that puts a lot of pressure. And the number of people I know have got rid of their dogs simply because the dogs have wrecked their kitchen, chewed things, peed and pooed all over the place. I'm not naming them, but I was with a dog yesterday, a young pup, so it is that the family are going through a bit of a rough time. They were thinking of getting rid of it. And my text this morning was, thank you, Michael, can't believe it. That is the first night we have had proper sleep. She's curled up there, contented, let her out this morning. Unbelievable. Because if you're taught properly how to use the crate, it's unbelievable. And I think years ago when I
How do you do that in one night? How do you stop a dog diddly-doo-dooing in a crate in one night?
Yeah, because we built it up yesterday during the day that it's confident to know it's always going to glide out to go to the toilet. But it wasn't just being pooing in it. It also was contented. We gave it proper treats. We used a Kong. So we did. We put treats in with it. It was contented there. But in between that, I also had to get the people to take it out far more yesterday. Wee short bursts. Far better to get...
So how do you own a dog if you're going out to work during the day and you're not with it?
Well, again, when I think, I'm lucky because my dogs can come with me, lots of the time. But when, if I had a proper job, if you call it that, I love my job doing dog training. But I would never have had dogs if that was the case, and neither would other people. You can have a dog run out the back. That's why there's dog sitters. There's people come in and let your dog out. Friends and family can let them out. The plan is, I would use a crate when they're young so that they're contented, so you can wean them off it.
And but is that because of the basic, whatever, instinctive reaction
like
of a dog?
They don't like to pee and poo with a lie.
Yeah.
So they don't like to pee and poo with a lie. And as long as you're feeding them properly and letting them out, they soon catch on. Dogs are so smart. It's unbelievable. They pick things up so quick. They go to the toilet on command.
John?
Stephen, no. Michael, in all due respect, you need to go back and start learning about dogs again, because I can tell you, you've no love for dogs coming out with all this rubbish that you're talking about. It's very disturbing, as a matter of fact, that you're going on about man's best friend like this. And Stephen, the reality is with creating dogs is that after an amount of time that they can develop like eating disorders, for instance. They also develop antisocial behaviour. They can become more aggressive. They can become withdrawn as well a lot of the times, and they can become more hyperactive and severely depressed as a result of being confined for long periods. And as I was saying just before the break as well, there's been so many studies that have shown that this is not the best type of treatment for a dog for when owners go out to work to try to keep them under some kind of form of control. Can I just say this as a matter of fact? During the recession, I remember campaigning for a good number of years. There was so much problems with people. They were losing their jobs left, right and centre. Lots of dogs have been given to pounds. A lot of dogs have been dumped on the streets. And yet we heard from so many families that wanted to go off and buy puppies as well. It was making things worse. They were trying to keep hoops over their heads. They didn't know how to look after these poor animals. They'd bring these animals into their homes. The animals would start biting and...
But that's not what we're talking about here, John, is it?
Well, what
we're talking about
the
here,
animals were end up being created,
yeah, but,
and before you know,
yeah, but to
animals
be,
were suffering
but to
as
be,
a result of dumb
to be clear, yes, to be clear, here's what we're talking about here. We're having a discussion about, for those people who either want to train a dog at the beginning of its life, or indeed for those people, you know, the majority of whom will be listening to this program, that they've got things to do during the day, they've got jobs. What do you do? What's the best way as an animal lover of looking after an animal when you've got a job and or you're trying to train it to go to the toilet? Zara and Carrickfergus. Morning, Zara.
Good morning. I would like to say I actually agree with Michael. I think it all depends on how you use the crate. I grew up with dogs all my life. My father came off a farm. And this is the first time I've ever used a crate. I was reluctant, but knowing how to use it properly, and it keeps the puppy safe while you are at work. Now, regards people, there was a comment made earlier in the show, Stephen, that people that work shouldn't have dogs. Well, what about people with disabilities at work? And maybe that's their only contact when they come through the door at night.
Yeah.
And, for example, I left my puppy, Tranum, and I went out of the room. And when I came back in, he actually was chewing on something. So for me to be able to go to work for my short shift, crating my puppy with water and all the rest in it is keeping him safe and keeping me content at work, knowing that he's not going to choke on something that he's chewing. As for people saying it's cruel, it's not cruel. I definitely agree with Michael. It's knowing the dog and how to train the dog, and it's weaning him off the crate or her out of the crate. And my puppy actually, well, he's a year old now. He looks for his crate at night because that's his wee den to sleep.
Thank you.
It doesn't make you a bad person because you crate a dog. In fact, I think it actually makes you a good person because you're looking out for the welfare of the animal if you're not in the house.
And how long, Michael, do you think a dog would be content for? If for those people that are out working 9 to 5, is that cruel to leave a dog
alone
for 8 hours?
From 9 to 5, for sure.
I don't mean in a crate. I mean even in a household.
Oh, in a home. Oh, there's no bother about that at all. No.
How does a dog not get lonely on its own? Because I know some people then that buy 2 or 3 dogs for that reason.
Yeah, well,
Vinny being one of them. Vinny's got 3 and they sleep with them.
Well, I've got 5. So I have. And out of my 5, I'll tell you now, one of them would like to be by himself all the time. I want to be alone. Right? He would love to be by himself. And they don't fight or nothing, but he's more of a loner. He would always go and lie in a corner. So he would. The other 4 could lie on the top of each other. So again, it's horses for courses. So it is the crate, or leaving it even in a dog run outside. You've got things for the dog to play with, toys and stuff like that there, they can get contented. But what I must say is you've got to exercise. For someone to get up and go to work and not have ready a dog, I'm around the Mays race course there at 6:10.
So every morning?
This morning, yeah. Giving the dogs a good
break. Oh, you're insane. 6:10 out walking.
It's going to be too hot.
You're completely insane.
For the dogs. So it is up there to give them exercise. So I know my dogs will be contented. So if people exercise their dogs beforehand and then go to work, most of the dogs will just lie there. So well.
You know, Stephen, throughout all of this, I think there could be a humane solution that we all can take away with us this morning, because I'm sure there's a lot of dog lovers listening this morning. They're probably scratching their heads wondering what to do. But look, if people are working, I suppose, during the day, I mean, would they consider, for instance, you know, hiring a pet service that bring these little dogs for walks?
I didn't even know that existed.
Them,
dog
bring them
walkers,
to the park, maybe a reliable friend or even a neighbour that can pop in to take the dogs for walks, you know?
What do you want?
You can have doggy daycare as well. Anyway,
next time you come into this studio, wrap the door.
I'm not going to rap the door.
Knock.
What do you think you are?
This might be
paid a fortune, but you're not. Are you like a royalty now? Would you like me to curtsy?
This is my home. This is my second home. This studio is my
den. It smells like is that your feet off?
My den.
Anyway, I think it's important that people know you've been torturing a particular lady about Dick and Dora, as you have named them. Catherine is on the line. Good morning, Catherine.
We don't want Catherine. Is this the woman I've been up visiting?
Catherine is the lady whose house you have been going to on a regular basis to look at her dogs, and they're still there.
Can I just say something about Catherine before we go on? I can't believe, Catherine, that you've agreed to come on. You're lovely. And Catherine's lovely, okay? Lovely. You can see
Where are you going with this?
I'm going that Catherine... You sometimes meet people and they've got a lovely soul and they're a lovely person. Aww. And I met Catherine through these two dogs. And
how did you meet Catherine?
I rapped her door and said, I want to see and walk your dogs.
Yeah.
And Catherine's just lovely. You just meet people sometimes and they're lovely.
What did you think, Catherine, when he first came in the door? Did you know who he was?
I did.
And did you think, this is a bit odd, this strange little man wants to look at my dogs?
Not at all. Not odd in the slightest.
Catherine, you've got to admit something to the public, though. There was this farcical situation where I had agreed to take the dogs. I had a wobble after it, which is why I don't have them. But Catherine and I were both trying to dismantle the crate.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept on saying to me, you're a man. And I was going, but I'm a useless man. And I couldn't get this thing dismantled.
Stephen, I got it. I got it.
Did you?
I did.
Chuckle Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Dumb and Dumber.
I don't understand why he won't take the dogs, because he seems to think that he can't adapt his life though to work around them, whereas he wants to put himself first, Catherine. That's
the
problem.
What did you make, Catherine, of what I was like around them? And do you think I... Because I'm hesitant and I don't know what the right thing is. Do you think I would be the right
a good daddy?
A good daddy.
I think you would... Now, we did have this discussion, Stephen. We talked probably over a couple of hours about how...
I tortured her. I'm the worst type of customer.
Well, no, because I have to say, at the end of the day, I wouldn't want my dogs to be with somebody that I thought would not look after them. I had a family come to see them yesterday, and I couldn't let the dogs go because I had no confidence that this family, particularly the children, would have been particularly good for the dogs. You, on the other hand, were asking all the right questions. You clearly were anxious because you know it's a big responsibility. I mean, if you take dogs on to look after them, you want to look after them as best you possibly can. And your concern was that maybe you couldn't look after them properly?
Yes.
I didn't get a sense that you didn't want to look after them. I certainly didn't get a sense that you wouldn't love to have had them around your home. But you were fearful that leaving them on their own or maybe not being able to get somebody to come in.
How many times has this man been to your house now?
Twice.
Okay. In my head it was many more.
No, but I've been texting her back and forward, back and forward. I've been torturing her. And remember one of the times, I do not know Catherine, I was sitting on her sofa for about 2 hours. And then I said, would you let me walk them? And I went out and walked them, and it was beautiful walking them. And actually...
And you enjoyed that?
It was the first walk I've had.
Well, there you go. That's another side of this bit of exercise for you.
Yes, but here's then when I genuinely wobbled. When those two dogs went out Catherine's back and did their diddly-doo-doo, right?
Yeah.
When she bent down and lifted it up, I was near sick.
With the plastic bag.
I was about 40 yards away. Yeah, I am not putting
I remember
that,
your face.
That hot, squelchy...
No. You get used to that. Hand. I know it seems gross, but I suppose it's similar if you have a baby and you change its nappy. It's maybe not that pleasant, but you can't do it.
Lying.
No, exactly. See, Catherine, I think he would. He'd be one of those dog owners you see out
there.
Could
employ a man to come down and lift
it. Kicks a bit of dirt over it and walks off and hopes nobody sees him.
It was once a mouse died in my house and I employed a man to come down and lift the mouse.
Yes, Gareth went down with a shovel.
Yes.
Right, okay. But I did give him bags now when he was going out for a walk with the dogs. I did give him bags and say that
did he
do anything.
Yeah, did he though?
But they didn't do anything. Well, he told me they didn't do anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
They didn't do anything.
They did.
If they had have done, I would have done a runner.
I think that's illegal.
And got somebody else to do it.
No. But at the end of the day, I mean, I do think, Stephen, genuinely, you do want the dog. I believe that you do want the dog. I think I don't know what you're frightened of, but maybe it's just that you wouldn't look after them as well as you think you would. But I certainly think you would. And I know you certainly enjoyed having them and playing with
You've
them.
You've got three, Vinny.
I have three dogs. And I know I like to give you a hard time, but I do genuinely think it would benefit you. I think you'd be good at it. I think you need to change and adapt your life a bit. I have three dogs. I had one initially and then got another one in the spread.
So after this, I'm going to see a... Penfold in the BBC, you know, the man that handles all the complaints.
I like Penfold.
So I'm going to see Penfold. Then after that, this afternoon, I'm filming.
Yeah, but
then after that, I'm going out to dinner. So I might not be back tonight until 8 o'clock. Now, I would not be leaving dogs from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
Stephen, you would get somebody to go into them.
Yeah, you'd have to. You can get dog walkers, doggy daycare.
Do that.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Doggy daycare.
Yeah, you can get doggy daycare.
Then you have the companionship of them when you're at home.
And then the dogs are.
Will do for you.
But the dogs are getting the best of both worlds then, because they love the fact they're getting to see all these different people taking on walks.
I wonder, would the BBC let me bring them in here?
No,
so
nonsense,
they could be part of the
show. Just leave
them
at your backside. No, I'm away.
Michael, what do you think?
There's many a person can take their dog to work with them, so they can. At the end of the day, as I've said there, there's good dog walkers, can come in, let the dogs out, exercise them, leave them back for you. I know your schedule sort of. I bet it's not necessarily 9 to 5 like some other people, but it is doable. So it is, as long as you put the work in. And a bit of exercise does no one any harm.
Zara and Carrickfergus, stay there, Michael. Stay there, Catherine. You're now our dog expert, Catherine, along with Michael. Morning, Zara.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. What do you think?
I've already given my opinion.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you already been on?
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm so sorry. George Nashankle. Morning, George.
I have your problem sorted for you. So I've taken the two dogs.
Yes.
And you'll also be contributing to cutting unemployment in the country. Take the two dogs and employ either Robert the taxi driver or, better again, Norman from Bangor as a live-in dog minder. So you could go to work and Norman or Robert could be in the house all day.
In my house?
Yes, and then when you come home at night...
Letting those lunatics into my house? Are you mad?
Have your supper ready for you and all coming in tonight, at night, and then the two of you should go and you and Norman walk a dog each.
Absolutely not. Imagine letting Norman into your house. Norman. Imagine waking up in the morning and hearing him going, Stephen.
What way would he call the dog? Let's see what way he would call Dick and Dora.
We need to get Norman on to hear him saying Dick and Dora, don't we? Get Norman on to Tom and Dundalk. Morning, Tom.
Morning. Hi, hello, it's Tom, not Tom. Yeah, I'd just like to say, about your caging of the dogs, I have two white Alsatians,
yes.
You know, they're rare dogs, and I've had them both from a very young age. The first, Nevis, which would be my eldest dog, he'd be 11.
Yes.
I was actually there when he was born, and Kaiser, my other dog, I brought him from a rescue when he was a year and a half old. And they live in the back garden, nice big back garden, don't get me wrong. They have the free run of it, and they both have
a dog.
How
do they not get out?
Pardon, sorry?
How do they not get out?
Oh, well, there's a nice big wall behind them. You know, I live in the country now.
And just say it rains in the afternoon and you're not at home. Is it not cruel to have those dogs outside?
No, because they have their own dog box. I mean, there's two dog boxes there, side by side. They're about £150 each from Blacks in Uri, if he wants a shout out there. They're great dog boxes. They have a door on it. And when you're saying about caging them for the first few months, I would have locked them in their dog box for an hour or two to get them used to the dog box. And now there's no door on it. You know, I've taken the door off and they go in there on their own free will. It can be beautiful outside.
So they don't stay in the house during the winter?
No, not at all.
You keep them outside in the winter?
Yes. When it was bad this winter, I'll be honest with you, they came into the porch area. It's quite a big porch, don't get me wrong, but they didn't go anywhere. They absolutely loved it, and they just lay in the corner, and first thing in the morning, you know, when I get up at 4:30, that's them. They're straight
outside. I'll not be getting up at 4:30. I'll not be getting up at 6:30. That's the other thing Catherine spooked me about. She said she gets up and gets her breakfast and has the dogs walked, I think, sometime between 6 and 7. I'm still in la-la land. There's some mornings I don't get up until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but when you're starting work at 5:30, you have to make sure that your dogs are fed, watered and walked. You know, before I go to work every day, my dogs are walked for 30 minutes.
Surely the right thing, let's bully her into it, Michael. Surely the right thing would be for Catherine to let me take these dogs for a day. Just one day, borrow them, kidnap them, whatever, for one day, Michael.
One day to see.
What do you think? Just to see.
Going to be a day where you're going to be in work all day or a day?
A typical day. Why not today? Why not today? Overnight tonight, then the decision.
Well, I mean, you don't really want the dogs traumatized with you for one day.
Why not? Surely if a dog, you know, if the owner goes on holiday, they're with somebody, they're in doggy daycare with other walkers. One day, Catherine.
Yes, Stephen.
Yes.
I sent you a text message earlier on saying go for it.
I know, but I didn't know whether you meant it or not. That
no,
means...
I do. Honestly, if you want to
on try, trial,
you want to have dogs for trial.
And I could video it. Vinny and Garth will come down and sleep with me in my house tonight. We'll all have a sleepover. And
yes,
they could video it.
Sleepover. But you're going to have to get up in the morning, Stephen, and plenty. You're going to have to walk them tonight before bedtime. Make sure they've been to the bathroom. You then will have to be up in the morning. Make sure that they get out and that they get fed. So that you've time to take them out again for them to go to the toilet before you go to work.
I've got to say, the bigger story here this morning is Garth and Vinnie are punching the air. They've been asking me to do a sleepover for years. Maggie in Coleraine. Morning, Maggie. There's Maggie trying to ring someone else. Alex. Morning, Alex.
Oh, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, just a quick question. Why do you want a dog or dogs?
Because I see the joy that some people get from animals.
Yeah.
I want something to force me to walk, and I think I wouldn't be cruel to an animal. So if I had to walk, I'd have to walk it or walk them. And
right.
I that's kind of it, Alex. I just and I love these two dogs. I've seen a few dogs over recent months, and these two dogs, I really, as soon as I went into Catherine's house, I loved them.
Look, Stephen, I would put that completely out of your mind. You're too busy. You're over in England, you're back and forward, you're away a great deal. And by the way, walking them in the morning isn't essential. As long as they're walked and used to getting out, I have an acre and a half here, but they're still out twice a day, but not necessarily at 6 a.m.
Do you let them out on your own? They run around your acre and a half?
Well, of course they do. It's fenced. It's all fenced in. It's farmland behind us. But that's by the way. That's only by the way. I've had them in London as well, with a garden, a small garden. They were out in Hyde Park every morning. But look, Stephen, you've got other, get a cat with a
no, cat. No, I can't stand cats.
Well, never mind then.
My father once told me, I don't know if it's true or not, that a cat jumped onto his chest and lockjawed onto his chest and he had to go to the hospital to get it taken off.
Well, that's a one in a million, perhaps.
My dad told me that when I was a young boy. I'm not getting a cat. Alex, thank you.
Okay.
Catherine, is it a deal? I can experiment for one night.
You come and take my puppies for the night and then you can let me know.
And Vinny and Gareth are doing a sleepover.
And they will do a sleepover.
Well, then I'll get them to lift up the diddly-doo-doo. Norman, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Let's hear you say it. What are the names of my dogs?
Holly and Brawley. What about that?
Dick and Dora.
Dick and Dora. Holly and Brawley. Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
If you're going to have a dog, you need somebody to walk them every day.
No, I'd be walking them.
Times a day.
I would be walking them. Thank you. We'll give you an update of how this experiment goes tonight. My goodness. Oh, thank you, Catherine.